From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. In his final national security speech, President Barack Obama Tuesday told U.S. military personnel at MacDill Air Force Base in Florida that no foreign terrorist organization has successfully planned and executed an attack on the U.S. homeland while he was in office. Discussing his administration's eight-year counterterror effort, Mr. Obama said al-Qaeda has been all but defeated.
Today, by any measure, core al-Qaeda, the organization that hit us on 9/11, is a shadow of its former self.
He also insisted the Islamic State is on the run.
ISIL has lost more than half its territory. ISIL has lost control of major population centers. Its morale is plummeting. Its recruitment is drying up. Its commanders and external plotters are being taken out, and local populations are turning against it.
But Mr. Obama said the U.S. will not be able to destroy terrorism with military might alone. He called for the pursuit of a smart strategy, focusing on coalition building, upholding democratic values and the rule of law. A purported senior commander of the Renegade Lords Resistance Army insurgency Tuesday pleaded not guilty to dozens of crimes against humanity. Chief Prosecutor Fatou Bensouda pressed her case against Dominic Ongwen before judges at the International Criminal Court at The Hague.
These were innocent people who had no interest in the violent conflict which was taking place in northern Uganda. Some were brutally tortured in various cruel ways. Hundreds of them were abducted and forced to carry away the goods which had been pillaged. If they could not walk fast enough, they were beaten and killed.
Ongwen was handed over to the court last year after surrendering to U.S. forces in Central African Republic. The LRA's leader, Joseph Kony, remains at large. This is VOA News. Syrian and allied forces have reportedly penetrated deeper into the rebel-held sector of Aleppo. Reports indicate taking the old city. The rebels are believed to have lost up to three-quarters of their territory. Monday, Russia and China vetoed a UN Security Council resolution that would have imposed a week-long ceasefire to allow humanitarian aid to reach thousands of trapped civilians. Iraqi army in its Tuesday surge towards the center of the Islamic State-occupied city of Mosul in an offensive begun 7 weeks ago. One commander said his forces have entered Al-Salam Hospital near the Tigris River, fighting described as heavy. The Iraqis, backed by airstrikes, face improvised explosive devices, snipers, and suicide attacks. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, in his farewell tour of Europe Tuesday, reaffirmed the U.S. commitment to the NATO alliance, despite what he called forces of discontent in the world.
These forces test our resilience. They test our purpose. They test our unity. And they test our steadfastness of commitment and the sustainability of our democratic ideals. But I make the point today, and I made the point to my colleagues, that the change of an administration in the United States will not change the unwavering commitment of the United States to these ideals or to our NATO obligations.
President-elect Donald Trump has been critical of NATO members for not shouldering more of the cost of their own defense. The UN Atomic Energy Agency says Iran has shipped 11 tons of heavy water abroad, bringing its stock to under a limit set by an international nuclear arms agreement last year. The International Atomic Energy Agency had warned last month Tehran's stock of heavy water exceeded the 130-ton limit. Meanwhile, Tuesday, Iranian President Hassan Rouhani threatened the U.S. with harsh reaction after Congress voted to renew sanctions against his country for another decade. Wednesday is marking the 75th anniversary of the surprise Japanese attack on U.S. naval and air forces at Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, prompting U.S. entry into the Second World War. The December 7, 1941 attack killed hundreds of U.S. military personnel and crippled the U.S. Pacific Fleet. Monday, Japan's prime minister announced he'll visit Pearl Harbor later this month, becoming the first Japanese leader to do so, to pray for the war dead and meet President Obama. Wall Street edged higher again Tuesday, with the benchmark Dow Jones average gaining another 22 points to close at 19,238. Shares have climbed 15% since the November 8 election of President-elect Trump. U.S. worker productivity also advanced in the third quarter after three quarters of decline, while factory orders jumped to the biggest level in 16 months in October. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.